Hello listener, David here. For this episode of Sproilfcast, we tried something a little bit different, and that meant our usual microphone setup wasn't really an option. We had to use borrowed mics placed in the centre of the room instead. That meant a bit of a reduction in sound quality, and the odd bang, pop, thump, etc. as people put drinks down, accidentally hit the mics with their hands, or kick the table that we placed them on. Anyway, I've cleaned it up as best I can, and hopefully you'll enjoy it regardless, because we certainly did. Hello and welcome to Sproilfcast, the English language Sproilfcast, no podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
My name's John.
My name is Pavel.
My name's Ben.
My name is Julia.
And I'm also here. Hi, David.
Hello, Sam.
There's people in your living room and it's not me.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they got in, actually. It was you, wasn't it?
It might be, but I'm not actually sure where I'm at or who you are.
That's remarkably like you at the football, actually.
Yes, that's why I'm there.
We have gathered here for an end-of-term promotion thing.
I thought you were going to say seance for a minute there.
we've gathered here today.
What happened is we all had several beers at the football, and after the football said, wouldn't it be a great idea that everyone who went to the football comes round to talk about it?
Yeah, so that's what's happening now. Good luck, everybody. We've got a bunch of regular sections, actually. Vishkov, Trinets, Vlashim, some highlights, some bits and pieces. Beer of the podcast, Otika Holtek, hot or not, and a quiz for all involved. So
and no previews, because frankly, David, I couldn't be arsed. It's done. It's won. Hi, it's me. So we're starting off with Sproilfka Brno's triumphant return to the sticks. And I felt probably one of the highlights of the season where we went to Drnovica.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, me and Ben did, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Drnovica, which is, of course, for at least this season, going to be the home of Vishkov. And we got up very early for what is 20 kilometres up the road.
Yeah, you guys almost missed the train due to some backlog at a McDonald's, I believe.
Honestly,
a backlog at a McDonald's.
Yes. 20 minutes to get a coffee or something.
Like some prick came in and was like, I want everything. And then it took a long time. And then, so you're just waiting there. So I think we got out of the McDonald's at about something like 3 minutes to eight. And the train was like 1 minute past eight.
Right.
Was it worth it?
That's not for me to say, Sam.
Well, we got into Vishkov. And Ben, on a scale of 1 to 10, how surprised were you that the man who was manning the shuttle bus between Vishkov train station and Drnovica was selling beer from the back of his bus?
That was fantastic, because when he got the cash box out, I assumed that he would be charging us for tickets. It turned out it was just so he could give change to people buying 30 crown cans.
I'm sorry, what is this? What happened?
There was a wee shuttle bus.
Right.
People who follow Sproilfcast on Twitter know this.
you see, I don't. This is the problem.
Exactly. right, I don't follow. No, I'm one of the biggest fans on Sproilfcast's Facebook, which is
good.
It's taken me a while to earn. We rolled into me, Fraser, and Ben. We rolled into Vishkov with a sort of, all right, where now sort of thing. Because either you could walk and it's like 3 kilometres, takes about 45 minutes, or there's possibly a local bus. And there was a football special put on to basically shuttle Sproilfka fans over to Drnovica. So thank you to the man on the police horse for pointing out that there's a bus, don't walk. And we got in, and the guy comes out with a sort of a cash tray, and you're going, oh, he'll be wanting money for the ticket, which is fine. And opens up a wee hatch behind his seat, and then starts selling cans of beer. Just to lads in the bus.
That's incredible.
It was quite something.
Yeah. Atmosphere-wise, it looked brilliant, actually. So
I would say by far the best atmosphere I've experienced with Brno. I think there's 500 to 600, and even around the town itself, it felt like a cup tie. To say that we like like invaded, landed a mob handed in Dernovitsa. It was people playing football in the streets, about five big groups of people just mucking about. It was really, really fantastic.
There was some fireworks at the end. People had those ones go pew 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 out of a thing.
All right.
A tube, I don't know. Okay. But it was really quite something. I mean, it's a very interesting stadium as well, Dernovitsa. You know, one of, you know, quite historic, I guess, the sense of if you think about like funding a football club, running it to the ground and basically destroying a legacy is historic.
Yeah. If you'd like to learn more about this, Fame, Fraud and Football from season one of Sprawlcast, I believe, gives you an excellent historical insight into this. Anyway,
yeah,
that's
I thought it was
go okay. Back and listen to that, people.
I thought it was okay, yeah.
Thanks.
But honestly, and this is a couple of weeks ago, so it's not always fresh in the memory, but my overall, at least, memories of the first half was that the atmosphere was fantastic and Zbrojovka were completely murder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw it the same way.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Did we have a shot on target in the first? Was there any shots on target?
By Vishkov. There's a couple. I thought it was very scrappy from both teams. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is because of the sort of the circumstances around it. Like, I don't think players are even used to playing in that atmosphere where it is just like a loud, smoke-filled away
mm-hmm.
sector, and then the other stand is sort of your Vishkov fans and local villagers, your children, you know, with sandwiches and rugs on the, you know, rugs on the, you know, old people's laps. But it really took a long time for the game to spark into life, and really it took to the sort of the start of the first half for that to happen. We were quite lucky because both Fraser and Lee had gone to get more beer. There was
yes.
too much beer bought. I would like to point that out. I did not want the beer. The beer came. I was advised to keep drinking the beer. Anyway, Sprocker took the lead.
Adams.
Lee Adams was there.
Oh,
of
nice. Okay, cool.
Friend of the podcast,
yes.
Lee Adams.
Hello, Lee.
So that's two different, very different away games that Lee's had this season. That one in Dernovitsa and our pathetic loss to
Prostyov
at the start of the season.
Saying it was a scrappy game, that's not unusual because Vishkov came here and absolutely did us 2-2
mm-hmm.
at our place. So they are clearly up for a bit of local derby spoilage
mm-hmm.
when they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that was not that surprising.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you have a team with Ondra Winter in it, Ondra Winter, who wants to score against Brno, has obviously axe to grind there.
Yeah.
And he was reasonably bright. So it was just a very
not mentally.
No. It was just a sort of a very strange game, like, because there were chances. I mean, Sprovka take the lead very early in the second half, and it's a really nice shot from Kubaszewniczek, I think it was, to take the lead. And then after that, it was one of these performances really from Vishkov that, if they had a touch of quality, would have actually maybe caused us problems on the day. They had something like five corners in the space of 6 or 7 minutes, and they are just absolutely awful at set pieces. Just terrible.
Yeah, and it kind of left us, the way they attacked seemed to be leaving us a lot of space to counterattack from all of
yeah.
those. We always seemed to get a chance from their free kicks and corners and set pieces in general.
Yeah.
Which is quite strange.
Yeah, and I mean, to be fair, we didn't do much with them either. Those sorts of the sort of chances we had until, like, it was just looking like it was just going to be one of these ones where you hold on, it's a 1-0 win. And really, it pretty much was that. And the second goal, which is deep into injury time, it's 90 plus 4th minute, it's a very strange goal. It's just a very strange... It's a free kick from Shevchik, which doesn't look like it's defended by any Vishkov player whatsoever. And he just has a clear sight and he just sort of rifles it.
I think even the goalkeeper was quite caught off guard because he was quite near to it and he just pushed it against the post, I think, and into the goal.
It's just very
strange. Like,
I haven't been able to find it on the internet. I'd like to see it again because it just seemed to me... I don't think it was on telly this game, though I could be wrong. And it was just very strange, and that sort of like put the icing on the cake, and then everyone just went and kept getting drunk, basically.
Yeah.
One of the bonuses, of course, about next year is most, if not all, of these highlights will be available to see. So, like, rather than from somebody's dodgy phone camera on YouTube from the stand, we'll be able to actually go and look back at highlights and stuff. Because if we hadn't mentioned, Sprovka have been promoted.
That's a good point. We started this whole promotion of our ideas.
Half the point of this episode is that happened.
Yes.
Not in that game. That's coming later. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I mean, it was good that it didn't happen in that game. And it was good in the sense that, it couldn't have happened either. So it was Broyovka win, lose, or draw that game. And the confirmation would have been after Vyshkov kicked off against Usti.
Yeah.
At, I think it was at 4 p.m. And they ended up winning in order to make it go to the next game, which was the Wednesday against Chinets, which we'll go on to talk about. But it would have been a bit shit if, you know, we weren't at home and then
yeah.
it was just late, you're on the train going home and it's like, oh, that's us then, that's the champions. You sort of missed the sort of
scenes,
the limbs, all that sort of stuff. Like, we all know it's been coming for some time, but you know, you want to still be there.
Yeah.
And just as I think as a final note, shout out Vyshkov as a town for having a very nice square where we ended up drinking for a long time after. And then there was a stage and then a children's entertainer came on. And the children's entertainer, I thought, was quite good.
Yeah. Well, that's a glowing review of Vyshkov.
It was like a magician sort of clown entertainer and he had a rabbit.
Was it Milan Lutonsky?
Good. And it had this rabbit. The thing that just disturbed me about the rabbit, it's obviously a guy in a rabbit costume, but they didn't give him gloves, so it's just this rabbit with human hands. It's very strange. I was
through his transformation, I guess.
Yeah, like a sort of Jeff Goldblum-y.
Right, yeah.
It's just, yeah.
The sinister version of The Fly.
Yeah, sinister pod-based Sunday afternoon conversion.
So, I mean, if you're into that, if you're into clowns, stuff rabbits and small children jumping up and down in unison and doing some sort of Czech version of head, shoulders, knees and toes, then yeah, Vyshkov.
I'm not into any of that, but talking about shape-shifting characters, there's a certain Aztec god on the way. Yeah, we're going to hear from a myth that is spreading far and wide now. The mysteries of Otzcohotec, our resident Aztec god. And we've actually sent people out researching this far and wide. So, all right, Mr. Giggly. Jesus. What? All right, so anyway, after that, I made up this fact because I didn't do any research whatsoever. I guessed from what I know of him. Otzcohotec, the Aztec god, he can spell the words Cincinnati, graffiti, pharaoh, and cemetery without having to look them up.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is pretty good, because I can't spell any of those without looking up. I have to double check all of those every time. Has anyone else done a bit of research on Otzcohotec?
Well, word on the street is he can turn invisible, but only in the dark.
Yeah.
Word on the street. Yeah. You throw dice in some alley.
The CD back alley bar.
On my travels, I ended up in a underground bar in a town just outside of Opava, whose name has since escaped me.
Right.
But I heard hushed voices discussing Otzcohotec's ability to always have the exact right amount of change to pay for his beers with a 10% tip. So if he has, let's say, 300 crowns worth of beers, he puts his hand in his pocket and instinctively pulls out 330 crowns. It's quite incredible and very useful.
Those hushed voices, I'll warrant, will be the hushed voices of the bar staff when the doors open and Mary's silhouetted in the light as he walks in. and they do the song
yeah.
from the beginning. Anyone else?
Well, people say on the bus that, you know, when you remember only a tune from a song or just two random words, then Otkahote can find it just using the two random words, and he will always find the song that he has in his head stuck. So he's very lucky.
It's like an internal Shazam.
Yeah.
Kind of.
That's slightly unwanted.
Yeah. I was sort of looking for the app name. Thank you. For,
oh,
yeah,
very
in, internal Shazam.
I channeled my inner Otagotic there.
Good. Right. Excellent. Well, there's a lot going on with that guy right now. You have a choice, ladies and gentlemen, of things we can do next. We can either look back at the CNETS game, at which we all were, or we can do a beer of the podcast. It's up to you.
I'll stick my neck out and go for CNETS.
During the break, Ben described CNETS in quite a nice way. What was that?
Well, in this particular game, they were the team that were quite shit until they were quite good, until they refound their shit form again.
Yeah. Which, describes the game.
Next on the list.
Yeah.
Might
as well not do it. That's fine. That's good. That's basically
moving on swiftly.
Yeah. It finished. Zbrojovka Brno 4, Football Lobby Club, Football Club FK, CNETS Club, the Football Lobby Club, Football Club, Club de Football, CNETS 2. You've seen that badge, right?
Yeah. The new badge removed it. To be fair, they realised their mistake. Very much.
New badge is quite good, actually.
I've mentioned this on the podcast before, David, but for a long time, the Twitter handle of Hibs in Scotland was Hibernian FC Club.
Oh.
So as which has now changed to the nickname of Hibernian Football Club. CNETS realised their mistake in doing this. Yeah, FK Football CNETS. It's now just FK CNETS.
Okay. Well, that's the only good thing.
Not the answer we wanted. You know, not
the chance
we've
got.
Yeah. That's just how life works sometimes. God, glad I'm not from CNETS.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Headline news, Hans Schiemann makes his debut in goal. That was a thing that happened.
Yeah.
To mild surprise all round, because Berkovets has had a very good season, but Schiemann makes his debut in goal. And in the opening 15 minutes, it looked like we were going to sort of drift through two goals in the opening sort of half an hour, really. Their goalkeeper... Do you remember the two goals that were conceded by their goalkeeper?
One of them, he seemed to just fall over into the goal with the ball or miss it.
Yep, and the other one, it went straight underneath him.
Ah, okay.
So that was fun.
Just on that one that went straight underneath him, like perhaps the worst, like perhaps the best position if you're an opposition player or defender to have Kuba Szczesniczek in is having the ball at his feet. Because Kuba Szczesniczek with ball at his feet is rubbish. And somehow he is able to score like this.
Yeah, it was a sort of a weird sort of a scud from close range that wrong-footed Hasalić, and he sort of went one way and then sort of went crunch, like a sort of a felled bough, if you will. This isn't visual, but imagine me dropping very slowly left on the sofa.
Well, I think with the noise, that painted the perfect picture.
I thought it did. Yeah, thank you for backing me up there, John. I thought that was very descriptive. So that happened. And then on 36 minutes, Necas slams a shot through a group of players and it bounces off the Hungarianly named Imrich Bedets. And under Hasalić, who doesn't do himself any favours by sort of scooping it underneath his body again. It sort of looked like we were going to go in 2-0 up. CNETS have been pretty open. But they haven't looked necessarily like a wrong end of the table team. It just seems to be one of those, you get bad luck at the wrong end of the table, hence the wrong-footing goalkeeper, the own goal, etc. But on 43 minutes, Michal Petrang Pegs one back, unlikely, and we go in at halftime 2-1 up. How were you guys feeling at the end of the first half? Because it was quite a Zbrojovka-y performance.
I was feeling very in a rush because at the time I was in a tram going to the game. So I arrived for the second half.
Sad times.
There we go. Showing you.
I still felt reasonably comfortable. I thought they maybe had their moments and that we'd show our professionalism in the second half.
And how long have you been doing this?
Well, in the long run, it didn't turn out too terribly, but yeah, my immediate thoughts were definitely not correct on that.
Yeah, of course, I'd totally forgotten you basically missed the entire first half of this path.
I missed 3 goals.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Out of 4.
out of 6, to be fair. You missed 2 Zbrojovka goals and 1 Tvinets goal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, fairly rubbish goals all round.
Those ones, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say that because I wasn't sure if the good Tvinets goal was the first one of the equaliser.
It's the equaliser, I think, because the second half begins with basically us doing a lot of making nuisances of ourselves from out wide. Nechas and Plichystyle doing a lot of the work
mm-hmm.
on each wing, and it's Tvinets who do the damage. It's basically their only move since the break, and it results in a Jakub Havulsta. Yes.
Yeah. Just gets his heat on it.
Yeah,
I like that goal.
Yeah.
Because I think it was all quiet like this, and then I think I just said something like, wow, good goal. and then people were just sort of like, huh? But
yeah,
it was a good goal.
It sort of deflated the atmosphere because it was, everyone was geared up for like, hey, it's Tvinets, they're shit, we're going to win 5-0 and we're going to be, big promotion bite, and then it's suddenly 2-2 with half an hour to go.
It feels like a goal that's been scored against us a number of times. I think Usti did very similar when we beat them 2-1, actually.
Yeah, they did.
And I just really like it. I think it's my favourite type of goal. One where it's just, some out of nowhere, it's a cross, it's like, bang, gets a head on it, and then...
Big long break,
yeah.
Decent cross, somebody running in, wallop.
Yeah, and then the goalkeeper sort of scoops, like a crescent moon, just gets nowhere near it. Love it. It's usually scored against us, though.
Yeah.
But it's a good goal. Good goal.
I think we're generally quite weak from... like defending crosses. Like I'd say we very rarely get like picked apart and passed around the box. It normally tends to just be some Muppet falls asleep in the box, a ball gets whacked in and there's some space to knock it in. I remember especially against Leishen, I think all 3 of their goals came from like crosses deep into the box or corners
two,
deep into the box. And...
2 from set pieces,
okay.
And 1 from that exact goal,
yeah.
On a break with a header. Yeah.
That's been the one this season, hasn't it? Because we've not had what's his name, who was the only defender who was good at... his name just completely escaped.
Pavel Drexa.
That's your chap. There you go. Okay, yeah. So, Drexa.
Yeah, because he didn't fuck about, did he? He was just up, bad, get stuff clear.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have anyone that really does that anymore.
Mm.
If anything, we have defenders that are a bit too fancy sometimes.
I mean, I would like Endel to fit into the... getting his massive head in the way of things.
I think he can grow into that. The problem is that he's been getting his head into things that aren't footballs and been ending up in ambulances. This is the problem with Endel this season.
Yeah, this is the Endel. My little
be
beef Endel, the Endel.
It's going to be an 8-minute thing, isn't it? The Endel.
Right.
Keep him. Get rid of the rest of them. We'll talk about that in a subsequent episode. But 2-2, and it's looking, well, it doesn't matter because obviously Vlashim drew with Vishkov before the match, so everyone's in a reasonably okay mood because we've won the league anyway.
Yeah, but however, on 67 minutes, there's a lovely team move involving Blechov, Hesnicek, and eventually Plichystyle, who calmly rounds the keeper and restores a 1-goal lead. You enjoyed that goal, didn't you?
I thought that was very good.
Yeah, Tunets' mini revival ends there. We sort of start turning the screw, and Blecher gets in on the act. Helps himself to a goal in the 77th minute, makes it 4-2, and parada to all that.
Yes.
And then flares and so forth, and then the absolute nonsense of fucking David Yambor, who's barely played a minute, getting hold of the megaphone and directing everyone in a jig. I'm not having that. What's fucking David Yambor got to do with anything? What's Yambor got to do with it? Nothing.
But it's quite often the player who has like a minimal effect is always the guy to soak it all up. I mean, John Terry with Chelsea.
Is this our Terry in full kit?
What's that? Timoshuk for Bayern Munich when they won the Champions League. He was going crazy with the trophy. You know, he played a single minute.
Yeah, the Champions League's David May.
Yeah, yes.
Like after claiming the trophy for Man United, having played like 6 minutes in the whole competition.
The only acceptable one of that, just as a side note, is remember when Rob Green won the Europa League with Chelsea?
Yeah,
played for no minutes, and it was, and then he put a statement out. His helmet, like, which was just the most tongue-in-cheek thing I've ever seen. But it was like the pinnacle of his career and stuff like that. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Good on Rob Green.
Yeah. I like Rob Green.
I like Rob Green.
Yeah.
I liked
Rob Green in that game anyway.
Yeah. I was quite interested to hear your thoughts as like a Borovka and football newcomer. Obviously, we are seasoned professionals at this game now, watching that shower of shit. But I was wondering, what, your second or third game? And you got to see a promotion party? So.
Yeah, it was quite fun, to be honest. I think the second part of the game was way more like action and lots of stuff happening. The first part, I was more focused on the food and the stadium, so literally nothing.
The infamous kielbasa.
There is nothing more there. But the second part was pretty cool. I think in the end they had like a pretty big show with all the fire
and stuff.
Yeah, I really liked like from our spot there was like a big fire and like they had this big flag for the Borovka team and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was decent. It was good fun and we are certainly up and rocking, so there'll be way less of that next year as we get roundly beaten from all sides. Trinets still vaguely in trouble, if I think. I mean,
they have a 3-point cushion, I believe, on 15.
That weekend confirmed Zhivkov's inevitable relegation, by the way. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one thing. No, I think that it's been coming for so long, though, unfortunately, for Zhivkov. But no, there is a really, it's really tight at the bottom now, but. Arguably, there could be.
If you're part of the pun.
Because it's what, four games left? Three games left?
Four games left, yes.
And actually, Trinets are in 13th on 30 points,
okay.
With Hrugin on 28, Usti 25.
Mm.
So, at this point, at this. Actually, could, theoretically, Vishkov could also be back into this with 31 points even. And Srebram on 32. So it's like, it's actually really quite tight at the bottom. I would, out of those, I'd probably, out of Hrudim, Trinets, Usti, I would probably back Trinets, we say.
Mm. Okay.
I think they're in quite a good run of form, aren't they, Trinets in general?
They've clawed it back, I believe. Yeah, I think they had a draw with Dukla. At the weekend as well,
yeah.
Which is a good point for them.
Hitting form at the right time to
pull
away.
They might just do it, which is quite something because like maybe even compared with Hrugin, I think Trinets actually on paper have not a very good team at all. So to stay up with that squad is, you know, fair play to them.
Yeah.
But am I going up there next season at 10 a.m? No, because we've gone up.
All right, after this bit of music, a thing. Podcast. So here we are. We all have a thing in front of us. It is
dark.
What do you reckon?
Stout. Got to be stout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Initial sniffs, ladies and gentlemen.
Some
Russian.
No. It is stouty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a Russian Imperial?
It's not exactly. No.
Okay.
It is one that you know very well and are a big fan of, and
mm-hmm.
I have just discovered is available in Brno.
Is oh,
it's somewhere that we have been as away supporters.
Yes. Okay. Is this Podbitsky Porter?
It is.
Hey!
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you were there.
We were at the brewery.
You were there as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can get Podbitsky Porter from Cowland for 23 crowns a go.
Oh,
this
wow.
is dangerous.
This is unbelievably strong. Yes.
Yeah, it's 8%.
Woo!
Yeah, it's an absolute crown.
I seem to remember us all blacking out on the train.
Pretty much. Yeah. I think was it you? Up
Sean?
Three and Sean.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah.
It
sounds right.
Sean.
Yeah.
As well. It was a wonderful day. That was the win, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there was the win that really put us in the driving seat. The last game before the winter break, of course.
That's right.
Yeah, we had a very big time.
That was a memorable one.
Well.
Yeah.
Until it wiped it all.
Yeah. Anyway, chin chin, everybody.
Cheers.
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 So yeah, have a little go.
I hit the mic with my elbow, so sorry, listeners.
That's fine. Okay, have a go. See what you think. Give me your first impressions.
Yeah, it's stuff.
Oh, it's Podbitsky Porter. So I like
strong.
It.
It's really smooth.
Mm. Well,
by right, Barry White.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
very sweet.
It reminds me of a double thing. How was it?
Oh, have you tried? It's like a double stout thing, or.
Yeah,
you can get it in Tesco here as well.
Yeah.
It has a very similar taste.
Is it also? Is it really nice?
I've not tried that.
Like one of the Prima Tours or something.
I don't think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
I think so.
Uh-huh.
8% like buy one, get two.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, if anything, this is efficient drinking. While we were off air, Pavel was showing us a bottle of 0% gin that he found in the 0%
gin
for 500 crowns.
What?
It said it was made of de-alcoholized alcohol and herbs.
This is what is the point in that?
It's alcohol free
like
gin.
It looks like shampoo on the label.
It's
it
Martin,
probably
Martin
like
Spencer's.
Yeah. Yeah.
It tastes like herbal essences.
Yeah.
What is the world coming to? Alcohol free gin.
I like how this descended into a review of
alcohol
free gin.
Absolute nonsense.
I got skin in this game. My granddad died of alcoholism, and he was a big gin man. And do you think, you know,
what a life story.
Yeah. We can one up that, my dad did the same.
Keep it
live.
He might still be here today. If only. God. Yeah. But.
Good Christ.
This is true. But you think he's, you know, like, turning in his grave. I mean, he could barely turn while living, but like, I mean, come on, like, anyway.
The beer tastes like family drama already.
There wasn't any drama, he just died.
Didn't even say goodbye.
What?
Didn't say goodbye?
I don't know, actually. We didn't speak for about 5 years, I remember that.
Remember the podcast, everybody? Oh, God.
That was bizarre.
Everyone else was like, really surprised. It's just, I was like, you know, why'd he date that?
He would.
Because he liked booze, David.
Apparently, you've got a quiz for us.
Yeah.
From all around.
So we've got 10 questions, well, in two parts basically.
Ooh.
And, you know, for our listeners. It's not for your entertainment, it's for our listeners to play along with at home, pricks. So, alright, so.
All the listeners are in this room.
We need to get exactly right.
Oh, duh.
Oh, duh.
Sorry, listener.
So. just some which I think are reasonably guessable, and some which, you know, could be interesting for the listener at home. So let's go into it. So we'll start you off with, how many points is Brojovka ahead as of today?
Go on.
I think
50.
I was going to say 18.
Ben is absolutely right. It's 18, 18 points.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Kind of looking genuinely shocked there.
I was thinking about points.
Yeah, points ahead.
Ahead, I mean total points.
Oh, total. Yeah, total points. Millions, mate. 56 maybe, or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, seeing as you like numbers, how many goals has Kuba Rezničík scored this season?
17.
Straight in there.
Oh,
recent.
Wow. Yeah,
because it was on a graphic on Twitter today.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry,
he's surely
but,
the top
yeah.
goal scorer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is he
quite
far ahead?
He is. He's 3 goals ahead, I believe, of your boy
Alagaić. Is it not Alagaić anymore?
Is it not? Yeah, it could be still. No, Alagaić is, because Alagaić is no longer with us. In the league, that is.
He's not speaking to Grandad.
Speaking to Grandad and that big ship in the sky.
Yeah, on the rainbow bridge.
Is it not?
The big
farm. I know this makes for terrible podcasting, David, but is it not the other guy? Is it not that Georgic or something?
Oh, yeah, Georgic of Varnsdorf.
Yeah, I think it might be.
Very possibly. We also quite conveniently have the fourth or fifth top highest goal scorer, Philip Blecher, who's only scored 2 for us. We got an absolute shed load for whoever he was with before. So,
yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
Still counts.
And speaking of Rezničík, he needs to score another 13 goals next season to be 100 goal scorer.
Yes, in the 100 club. Yeah.
Well, that won't be happening.
You never know. Maybe we bribe the referees now.
Oh, true.
All right, here's a fun one. Out of all the teams in this season's Fortuna Narodnaliga, how many are not from Bohemia?
I mean, you're not from Bohemia.
How many are not from Bohemia?
Right, okay. Team effort.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, I'll take them off if you want, yeah?
Sprovka.
Yes.
Lyshen.
Yes.
Trinet.
Krudim Zin is Bohemia.
Is Bohemia, yeah.
Yeah, Trinet, Opava.
Opava.
Part of each account.
Prosto.
No, they're not in the league. Prostyov. Vyshkov. 6.
And
Jihlava. That's
our Bohemian.
Our Bohemia, are they?
The answer's 6, David, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's debatable.
6.
Okay. Good.
We say 6. As a team.
Well, you are correct. The joy of 6. who, according to Transfer Market, very reliable source, of course, is the FNL's most valuable player.
Ooh.
And I want to put a caveat on this. We're not counting players, for example, that have appeared for Sparta B, that are technically on Sparta's
right,
main
okay.
roster.
Right.
However, I will take loans.
So
it's a loan.
Is it a loan?
It is a loan, yeah. As David put, yes, it is Philip Blecher.
Really?
Ah.
Philip Blecher, yes, who is apparently worth £315,000.
Grams.
According to transfermarket.com.
Well,
so there you go.
There you go.
All right, and who, all right, so this is also, were you listening closely to the podcast that we are currently doing? Who besides Zizkov is currently in the relegation spot in the league?
Ustinadlabim.
Funny you say that. That is correct. So now let's go on to this part of the quiz that I like to call Usti or Communist. So I'm going to name you five player people now, and you've got to tell me if they are a communist or if they have played for Ustinadlabim.
The two are mutually exclusive.
Good point is, none of these have overlaps, so we are going to go straight into this, and I'm going to give you five names. And I need
does
to
one know. Of them have a suspiciously Georgian surname?
So let's see what you all think. Okay, so we're going to start with Josef Pavel. Is he a Usti player? Is he a,
I'm
is
going
he
with Kami.
Yeah, Kami.
I would say player.
Okay, player. Josef Pavel.
communist.
Ministry of the Interior of Czechoslovakia during the Prague Spring and a liberal reformer. Josef Pavel was a communist.
This is an incredible game, by the way.
Number two, Ladislav Krobot.
Player.
Right winger, Ustis, yeah. Top goal scorer with six.
Mainly because he sounds like a Kraftwerk song, so it's stuck in my head.
Okay, let's go for Jiří Miskovic.
Player. He was in GoldenEye, no? Miskovic.
Russian agent number three.
Yeah, 28-year-old central midfielder
nice.
For Ústí nad Labem. Ladislav Kopřiva.
Communist.
Yeah. Straight in there, because you probably know who Ladislav Kopřiva is. Minister for National Security under Clement Gottwald and probably main architect for most of the awful purges during the 1950s.
Again, keep it light.
And finally, Regelis Gonzalez.
I'm going to go
Cuban.
Because you are aware that there is a Gonzalez who leads and assists for Ústí with two, who's on loan from St. Gallen.
Is he a different Gonzalez?
He is! Regelis Gonzalez is a central committee member of the Communist Party of Cuba. So thank you all for playing Ústí player or communist.
Hey!
If you are offended by that certain section or you have, you know, sort of hang-ups on that, sproyovcast@gmail.com.
Everyone is here to say some good, some bad, some okay. Things they heard in the week gone before. Tell us what you found out, what we might not know about. Hot or not, that's what we're all here for.
I know this song.
Go.
Do, looking out my back door.
Very good.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Fantastic stuff.
Hear that, man, like crisps.
Yeah.
I'm a southerner. It's our anthem.
Excellent stuff.
Great job.
It's hot or not time. We've got various hot or not. I've got one hot, one not, Sam.
Same.
Something or other, yeah.
It's not called something or other.
Yes, I have a not, I guess.
Okay, fine. Fav?
I have both.
Ooh, look at you with your opinions.
Ben? I'm an otter.
You're an otter?
I have a hot.
Oh, okay, right. Let's take, seeing as Pavel's gone with both, choose one that you would like to fire our way.
Yeah, I would like to start with hot.
Uh-huh.
And it's our very own Jirka Flodder.
Yes.
He conceded only one goal in 8 games, like recently.
Really?
Yeah. And he's helping Hrudim to stay out of relegation waters.
I haven't been keeping up with what he was doing, but yeah, that's really good work.
Yeah.
One goal in 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Excellent work from the boy Floda. If I might gain a permanent move to Hrudim. Great.
The one they all want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good lord.
Well, Shiban is going back next season, so we're getting back Jirka Flodder, I think.
Okay, fair enough.
Giving him some game time and helping out the closest team in Bohemia, aside from Jihlava, basically. So, in case we go straight back down again, there's a fighting chance and we don't have to travel 8 hours to play like Prepeche or something like that.
You mean Sad Dog FC?
Sad Dog FC, yeah.
Yeah. Sam, do you want to give us a one or the other?
I'll stay with the hot. I have gone for Viktoria Žižkov fans at Jihlava who
yes.
all decided to go in fancy dress, which
yeah.
I thought was quite good. There was a cowboy, there was a guy dressed just as a cow. I think there was somebody in drag. It was all very good. And they're obviously going down, but they're having a bit of fun.
Yeah,
that's
I saw that photo. It was ridiculous and lovely.
Do you remember when they were dressed as like clansmen when they came to Sporyovka?
Yeah.
I don't think they were actually.
Well, no, not intentionally,
members.
But
slightly odd.
Yeah, they did look like clan members.
Yeah, but no, yeah, lovely club and a huge loss to the league when they go. I can give you a not. It's a slightly long one. It's UEFA's
inverted commas, Festival of Football.
Have you seen this?
I haven't.
Have you read about this? This is yet another piece of UEFA's disgusting idiocy. The plan is to scrap the Champions League two-legged semi-finals and have both semi-finals and the final take place in one city.
Mm-hmm.
So like one semi-final game, the other semi-final game, and then a final, but all in one city. Only a few cities in Europe could cope with that. The idea being that 25,000 fans from each club would get tickets. And considering that Frankfurt managed to get 30,000 into the Nou Camp the other week, I'm not entirely sure how that's going to work. And also, bear in mind how many fans turn up to each city anyway, regardless of whether they've got tickets for the game. You know, like,
yeah, because there's huge amounts of people going for the atmosphere.
Yeah,
the day
maybe
out.
You,
or
maybe
if you're England fans, breaking into the
tickets for each team, but that's not going to stop everyone just rocking up. I think UEFA see this as their sort of like, you know, a wholesome week of middle class ticket holders drinking branded drinks in a lovely fan zone, which is their idea of like football fun. But right, imagine like a Champions League semi-finals group of, let's say, for the sake of argument, Chelsea, Roma, Atletico Madrid and Marseille. Imagine that bunch of fans turning up in a city for a week.
Yeah.
No one is going to want to police that.
No,
it's going to be horrendous. And also, if that doesn't work, because it won't, that will just be another reason for them to move it to like Doha.
Mm-hmm.
Or like
Baku or
somewhere. Yeah, or some other nondescript city which will fulfill all their wet dreams of middle class, you know, Barclay card waving, Amstel drinking fanboys. So actually, fuck that. That was slightly...
Here, here.
I quite like that Festival of Football's abbreviated F off as well.
Anyway, that was quite a serious note, but that came up this week because I think with the kind of backlash against the European Super League, UEFA kind of getting this in by the back door if they can.
Yeah, and the Champions League reforms they got through the back door as well, didn't they? With like the historic wild card or whatever they call it.
That's actually half of it, because by expanding it into the two league formats, it's like, well, we need to reduce the number of games after expanding the number of games. So let's cut down the semi-finals and put them all in one city in 1 week.
Yeah.
Get to fuck UEFA.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait in like 10 years time when Aberdeen successfully qualify for UEFA Development League Tier 3 by finishing 8th in the Scottish top flight. You know,
yeah.
Our time has come, baby.
It'll be a festival of football.
God, Viking Stavanger, you're next. Yeah, can't wait.
Who's next? Anyone?
Well, I can
go
do
on.
Something. I have a hut, and it's going to be something from home. Dynamo Kyiv recently went on like a tour in Europe for like friendly matches, and they won 5 of them, and even beat the Borussia Dortmund. Yes. So they're raising money for Ukraine, and they're doing quite a good job. Quite a good thing.
Nice. That's a hot, if ever I heard
yes.
one.
Yes.
Scorcher.
Yeah, I'm gonna slightly piggyback on the back of it. I finally got to order my Dynamo Kyiv shirt from Classic Football Shirts.
Oh yeah, the old school one. It's like
finally went through. By the way, yeah, 2019, I think Dynamo Kyiv shirt. So, if you order any Ukrainian things off classicfootballshirts.co.uk, all of the money goes to Ukrainian aid and so forth. So, get on there and. Order Ukrainian things.
Get
They've
your
got
forkets.
A shit ton of like excellent Shakhtar stuff on there. So, yeah.
And do they have the yellow one? Do they have the yellow t-shirts like they had the last year for
the national team?
Yeah, for the national team.
I don't know. I didn't look, but it's worth going on to have a search because they've got a lot of good stuff on there. So,
okay.
Yeah.
God, it's gonna be such a bad look when Scotland cuff them, isn't it? In a month's time.
you're still riding that train.
You've got to have hope.
Right, fair enough. Pav, you said you had two.
Yeah, I have not.
Yeah.
And my not is that I've learned that after promotion of Zbrojovka, our manager, Richard Stalek...
Has a new contract,
but this contract is open-ended, which is very unusual for a manager in football, I think.
Yeah.
So that's a not for me.
So, okay, but open-ended in the way that they can... sack him without a payoff? Is that the flip side to it, maybe?
There could be some some notice period, but
yeah,
but he's like unlimited contract in this moment.
Alan Pardew is way at Newcastle.
Yes. Alan Pardew, now actual manager of CSKA Sofia, by the way.
Yes, I saw.
Yeah, he was director of football for 18 months, and then they fired the manager. So as director of football, he recommended that they appoint him as manager.
That feels very Pardew.
It's very Pardew, isn't it?
Doing a little dance on the side when he gets...
yeah. Right.
Truly a team like no other, by the way, where, you know, we are... here, all in a room, celebrating the promotion, and actually champions, of course, of the league.
Yeah.
The first thing that we've really won since the 70s. And it's all still about, we need to get rid of half the squad, hate the manager, owner's terrible.
Yeah.
Never change.
Yeah. Who have we got left? Ben, John, and Sam and me for one.
Yeah, so filter this through the fact that I'm still trying to figure out why the football players aren't wearing armor and why the ball is so round. My biggest knot, I guess, this season, and I missed a lot of the games, was what happened to all the trash cans at Serbska?
I feel like
I have to hold on to all of my luggage or disposables and things the whole time, and I don't know where to put them or take them away. Or
Absolutely hitting the big questions at this point, and you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
More bins.
He's down there bins.
I'll co-sign that, but where did the bins go, actually?
Yeah, I'll follow up with a knot. So I was in Prague this weekend, and I decided to head to a pub to watch the big title-deciding game between Slavia and Pilsen. Reasonably full pub, but the reason it's a knot is how kind of boring Czech fans are when watching football in the pub. So given both Slavia and Pilsen scored 90-plus possibly league title winning goals, you barely got more than a volley from the fans and then when they conceded. And I think if I think of my local in Birmingham, I think there'd be a chair through the window, someone would have punched the TV. It was just it was all around just really disappointing to see the lack of a
Is this a sort of indictment of Czech fans generally, quite fair weather generally, or not sort of? Yeah, I don't know.
I always figured the pub was just a hallowed and staid place, like where no shenanigans ever happen here. is that the wrong way?
I've been up to a lot of shenanigans in pubs here.
Yeah, I'm not asking for much. Just, you know, at least get out your chair to like punch the air or something and shout, get in, or
break a beer bottle on the table. Or...
Yeah, but it was Plzeň, so I guess Plzeň has no real fans.
Spitting in the face of official fan
friendship. Yeah.
Because yeah, I don't, oof, spicy.
Have you got one left?
Yes, I have a knot.
You've got a knot. All right, give us a knot. Because I want to finish on my hot that I also know you've got.
So I changed mine at the last minute.
Thank you for that.
My knot, David, is the middle group of the Fortuna Liga.
Similar badge derby group.
Yes, so which has been absolutely rendered pointless this year. So, of course, but for those who don't know, the Czech... For some reason, the Czech league splits into three a few games before the end.
Yeah, after 30 games.
Yeah, there's six games to go then.
Yeah.
Ostensibly, because the top gets to fight out for the championship and the European spots, the teams at the bottom are battling against relegation. And what they do is a mini knockout tournament of four teams in the middle. And the winner of that goes and then plays the usually the fourth place team in the championship group in order to get the last European spot. I'm going to be probably not so politically correct here, because the Czechs always keep getting knocked out by beetroot hawkers from the small parts of Europe with unpronounceable names, they've lost a European spot. Yeah, so... So what they're doing this time is the winner of that middle group gets a cash prize. and they get to go to an extra round in the cup, right?
And you know how much is it?
Go on.
It's 1 million crowns.
1 million crowns.
Which is basically...
30,000 euro.
Ooh.
He's what you could have won.
Like, I mean, that would be absolutely sick for like a team like Varnsdorf.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, yeah, and the final I think is Sigma Olomouc and Mlada Boleslav. Right, so 30,000 euros, 1 million crowns. You can get that on a scratch card here, you know? Like,
I was hoping it'd be like a decathlon voucher for the
team. only certain people with decathlon. Yeah, who got an extra heart than David? He winning a prize in football.
That's absolutely a heart, yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Have you spent it yet?
No, I'm going to buy a sleeping bag.
£1,000 sleeping bag.
I don't know how much sleeping bag. Maybe something nice for myself. I don't know. Nice and close to play with, David. If I can be arsed to go to Ivanovitz, I will spend that voucher.
Good. All right.
Swimsuit.
For who? For who? That's the question. Yeah. I'm going to have a lovely evening. Dad, got Globus next door. What a life. Oh, what a life. Yeah. David, please.
Yeah. Put this section out of its misery.
Please, your hot.
with a hot. My hot is the other team in Coventry who also play to Cov time.
Wasps.
How dare you. Coventry United women's team are in the championship of women's football. And in January they got a 10-point deduction for going into administration. So since January they've clawed themselves, they've sort of clawed their way back up. And the final day, it was a final game decider. They were away at Watford. And basically, it meant if Coventry won, they relegated Watford. And basically, any other result would have meant that Watford were fine and Coventry United had gone down. And Cov City have had a record this year of ridiculous late-minute goals and late 96th, 97th, 98th-minute winners or whatever to salvage points. Coventry United women's team, 97th-minute free kick to beat Watford 1-0 and to relegate Watford and cement their place back in the championship. Incredible scenes. It was a brilliant free kick as well.
Absolute screamer. Yeah.
It was one of those that leaves her boot and just goes up and up and up and up and up into the right, into the absolute top bins. You know, one of those where goalkeeper's like, fine, shit, scrambling. It's a belter of a free kick. So yes, well done, the Sky Blue City and Coventry United for Cov time. Taking over from Fergie time as a thing now. So yes, that was hot or not. We've got one section to go, I believe.
Really?
Yes, and that is a... I know, it seems like it's gone on forever, doesn't it? but we're going to take a two-sentence look at Vlashim and then some season highlights. We know the season's not over yet. But it basically is. Yeah. All right, final part is Zbrojka were away at Vlašin on Sunday, probably. I don't know. We won 2-1. Starts for Hunter Hladik, Moravec and David Jambor. Šimon continued in net. Blecha scores on 6 minutes. Jan Tuchan equalises 10 minutes later. 66th minute, Hlavica concedes a penalty. Jakub Kristjan screws it wide. Zbrojka take all the points with a Vesny Czech penalty in the 89th minute. So that's another win for us. But the most important things after this, like we said, it's not the end of the season, but it's basically the end of the season because we're promoted and we're champions. So, Sam.
Yes.
Give me your player of the season.
No.
All right.
It's a tough one. It actually is a tough one.
All right, somebody else, give me a player of the season.
I think it's very easy, but it's just two people. It's like between Berkovic and Reznicek. There's,
yeah,
there's nobody else to talk about.
Yeah.
So I would choose Jakub Reznicek.
Yeah, I would back your claim for Berkovic. I would give a shout to Shevchik because he's been, I would say, discovery of the season.
Exactly.
For me, he's been an absolute gem.
I would go for Berki because, although obviously the goals from Reznicek have pushed us way up the table, How many times have we won like a scrappy 1-0 from a save from Berkovic?
Mm-hmm.
I can think of like four games off the top of my head where he's pulled off incredible saves to keep us in games.
Yeah, I mean, even halves, like the first half against Zizkov would have been 2-0 down if it wasn't for him turning
it. I remember especially at Příbram away, he pulled off that unreal save, like a volley from about 3 yards, and he managed to get himself across the goal.
Yeah, good shout. All right, how about, do we have a general highlight of the season at all?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, I think so. I would actually just go for the entire second half of Ústí 1, Zbrojovka 6.
That was my highlight. I actually wrote down...
Still off you.
Well, I actually wrote down the... entire Zbrojovka front four playing like Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
Just the interchanging of passing, the pace, the switches from side to side, the changes of pace, just absolutely glorious. That was incredible.
Dostalic ball at its finest.
Dostalic ball, indeed. Do we have a goal of the season?
I have two ideas.
Oh, yeah.
One of them would be, I think it was Endel, scored like a 20-ish yard daisy cutter, like across, bent into the far corner.
I'd completely forgotten about that.
It was fantastic. And also the Aztec Gods last second winner. Was it against Hrudim?
It was.
90-something minutes after they came back and a couple of red cards. And scenes all over.
Yeah.
Subska. Yes.
Some sort of bicycle kick thing this season, too.
Yeah,
but Kubasic, that was my goal of the season.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll be honest, I didn't remember any of these goals.
I have gone for either Filip Blecha versus Jihlava, just as a nice way to announce himself. He sort of turns away from his marker, sort of scuds past a couple and sort of daisy cuts it in the far corner. Or Honza Nechas against Zizkov.
Was that the step over?
It's a really nice half volley.
Ah, the half volley one. Okay.
Yeah, for the second goal,
fantastic.
I think. I just thought he just took it really well.
The third goal in that game was lovely as well. Like a little dummy or step over, like a dummy, and someone came in behind him to tap it in.
Yeah, it was Plikistal on the left, Shevchik kind of, you know, specifically steps over it to leave it for Rednicek to stick in. Yeah, that was nice. And away day of the season?
Vyshkov stroke Dunovica. Has to be, I think.
Yeah, either that or Zizkov for me. With a shout out to our sauna and wine evening in Shiba.
Yeah, true.
And was it the pink gin as well?
That was pink. Oh,
God,
when
was
pink gin?
No,
pink gin
was pink gin was coming back from Shiba.
It was.
I thought it was Tabor.
Both.
Tabor is not a bad shout because that was, you know, first
opening day,
last
gas winner, nice beer,
post COVID and so forth. Yeah. So that was a thing.
Oh man, this is quite a nice time actually, just talking about these highlights to just actually think back to that first game of the season. It's obviously different than when you're there in the stadium and stuff like that. But I remember, you know, very distinctly watching this game at home. We were absolutely fucking awful.
Yeah, we were gash.
And it's funny how things change in a number of months, isn't it?
Mm,
to the attack-minded, fast-flowing, sort of, you know, headed up by Trek Artistas that you have now at Zbrojovka Brno.
Yeah.
Putting South Moravian football back again on the map.
Indeed. That's it for this episode of Zbrojovcast, the Zbrojovcast end of season promotion nonsense. Thanks to everyone for turning up and contributing some, nothing, or anything.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome, David.
Anytime.
Thank you. Follow us on all the socials at Zbrojovcast on Facebook and Twitter. There's still four games to go in the league, so there will still be updates on all the socials, and keep following us on those if you want photos and stuff.
Yeah, they will, of course, you know, be coming up as well. The Painters Broadcast Awards, of course.
That's right. Yeah, the
season.
The awards show is still to come. Yeah. So that's the thing that will happen. And thanks to everyone. Here's some Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Bye.